Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is blessed. Why?
Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is blessed.
Why I run? I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X wet, pills crack, weed blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is good.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is good.
That's why I run. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'ma ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run it, did it.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Give me a blessing, now I'm shining in the sun. Life is good,
that's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why I run.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Give me a blessing, now I'm shining in the sun. Life is good,
that's why I run. I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
already. Welcome to the Cut G14 Radio. You know how we do it every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Standard, 5 p.m. Pacific. And I'm getting all this right. I'm getting all of my 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard. Guys, are you guys on the line?
Oh, yeah, we here.
We with you. We with you.
Golden Fleece, Tyrone, you guys, I just got off work. I am so drained and just, and I'm not trying to vent, but, hey, I got to keep it real. It's just been a long day, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. I don't know who does that with no break, but that's me. I'll be hustling. We just played the Young Main, I Hustle. That's the intro song to the cut. Tonight is a very special night because it's kind of like a Global 14 night. We're doing G14. Pump It and Dump It group is going to be live with us. We have six people that are going to come on the line. We're going to do quick 101s with them. You guys, what do you think about the Pump It and Dump It group on Global 14?
Oh, man, I'm ready to get to it, man. We got some nice songs on there, and, hey, let's get it popping.
Pump It and Dump It group, you know, that's a live group right there in Global 14, especially with all the musicians and producers that we do have on Global 14. You know, JD, Onyx, Ben, Ash has given them the platform, you know, to put their music up there, get it rated. So make sure you come with that hard music. Don't come with that weak stuff because they will let you know about it. But Pump It or Dump It, one of the most prominent groups on the Global 14 platform. So I'm ready to get it in with some of these deserved winners and see what they got going on.
Already. Now, the Pump It or Dump It group, again, unsigned artists, they join it, and then they post their music, and then the admins and the moderators of the group select the songs, and then you get a pick of the day on G14 Radio. Today we don't have a pick of the day because it's all about the winners thus far who have won on Global 14. They put their songs in a poll, and the people voted for them, and they said, hey, they deserve to make this mixtape. The mixtape is actually going to be Pump It Up in Mixtape Value 1, and JD is going to select a DJ to host each mixtape. So it's a good look. It's a great marketing, great networking opportunity for all the winners, for everybody that makes that mixtape. So congratulations to everybody, and we will bring them on the line. We got Paul B, we got Noah, we got Lance Somerville, we got, who else? We got Signal. We got Houston. We got Hijackson. Yeah. So it didn't take me long to memorize everybody tonight, just so y'all know. So I'll be in the group looking around for that talent. So what I want to do today, guys, real quick, because you know Dondre had dropped her mixtape, Duets 90s version. What do you guys think about Dondre, So Death?
Dondre coming through with the 90s version. Everybody know how. Well, if you came up in the 90s with that beautiful music, you know, 90s music was dope. Pretty much that's like one of the dopest eras of music, you know, recently for me. And to know that she dropped a mixtape, you know, with the 90s, that just shows you that, you know, it's not just me, it's not just you, not just Tyrone, but everybody respects that era of music. The 90s has some dopeness, and Dondre coming with it, man. She bringing her voice to the table. So, yeah. You know, you need to cop that mixtape. See if she did justice to some of your favorite songs. She did to me, so congratulations on that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited about it. We're going to play one joint in a second here. Tyrone, what do you think about Dondre?
Oh, man, beautiful voice. Beautiful voice, most definitely. And, you know, my favorite decade in life was the 90s. So, you know, I just feel like, you know, a lot of the music doesn't sound like it did back then. You know, it's definitely nice to hear some of those old classic tracks. And, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to some new stuff from her after this.
All right. Well, we're going to drop the joint that she has that I really thought would be upbeat and fun, especially with Valentine's Day coming up. It's High Five Kissing Game. I know y'all remember that joint back in the 90s. That was my joint.
Oh, yeah,
from Waco,
sir.
Texas.
Rest in peace to Tony Thompson.
Yeah. From Waco, Texas, that group out there, about an hour from where I'm at. So let's go ahead and drop that Dondre joint so people can get a taste of Dondre's 90s version mixtape. Kissing Game Remix, So Death Style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
right there, kissing game. Don G, she did a thing on that track. Definitely was feeling that over here doing the cabbage patch and all the little 90s bow gun moves and all that over here jamming.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, that was Don G duet that dropped today, fresh off the press. Fresh tracks on deck. That was a 90s version. Again, Don G and Duet. You can find that on global14.com. And if you're not a member yet, make sure you get over there and sign up and create your account and join the Pump It and Dump It group, because that's what's going down today. It's the POD special. We're going to have Ash and Ben coming online later, drop a line or two. And by the way, it's Ben's birthday, you guys. Happy G Day to Ben, the admin.
Happy B Day, the boy Karoo.
Happy birthday, fam.
Alrighty. Okay, guys, so since we're talking about Social Death and Global 14, we didn't get through the JD Game of the Week last week because we had a lot going on. I mean, it was a lot.
Man, we had the show was popping last week, like all the way. It was all the way live.
Definitely that boy Jada. That boy Jada called in. That was crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
crazy. Nipsey Hussle. Jada, Nipsey. Slow Bucks, you know what I'm saying, with Savage J. They still hitting that Savage J interview. That interview is still getting played. Like, they requested that interview all over the internet. So, shout out to Savage J. She be dropping knowledge on people all the time through Twitter. And now that interview that we did with her, that they're still requesting it. It's still getting hits right now.
I know. I seen that earlier. I was like, I know. It's crazy. I saw the numbers on that joint. So anyways, since we didn't get to do the JD Game of the Week and we didn't get to do the Paul Wall Wednesday track, and he didn't have a Paul Wall track that I saw that we could play in time for today, so let's just get into the JD Game of the Week before we bring the winners of the POD on. Tyrone, you want to tell the people what they can win?
All right, JD Game of the Week, once again, you're going to win, if you get the question right, if you're selected, you're going to win 50 pressed-up CDs. You're going to get your CDs, your inserts designed front and back. You're also going to get the CD burn and the CD print, as well as the slim cases. I mean, not slim cases, but the plastic sleeves, you know, so you can get out here and promote. As a matter of fact, we just pressed up 100 the other day, you know, so this is what it is, you know. Let's get it.
Alrighty, got to get it in, got to get your hustle, got to get that grind on. POD, what's good, y'all? Y'all winners, you might as well try to go ahead and get that game, win that game.
Oh, yeah. All right. As a matter of fact, you do have to be signed up for Global 14. You know, make sure, you know, get the plug in there. Make sure y'all do that. For the call in, 760-913-4119. Are we ready to give them that question?
Now let's hold on questions. Let's hold on that, okay, that game go. So they don't got time to Google it.
Right, word up.
So you guys, because before we bring them on to talk about this mixtape, Volume 1, Pump It and Dump It, I want to know, what are you guys' favorite mixtapes right now? What's one of your favorite, like one of the best mixtapes ever to drop?
Mixtapes. Oh, man. This is an easy one for me, hands down. I'm a 50 Cent fan, and
what?
I'll never forget the climate. Yeah, man, I'm a big 50 fan, and I'll never forget the climate in New York City when 50 Cent was dropping mixtapes. 50 Cent, before he got signed to Shady, the reason why he got signed to Shady was those mixtapes he was dropping set the blueprint for everybody to want to do mixtapes like that. Like, You had the No Fear, No Mercy joint. You had the 50 Cent Futures Back. 50 Cent is the future. You had a lot of joints where he had some crazy joints, man. If y'all never heard of him, Google him. He had a song called Thicker Than Water that was off the chain. Bad News that was off the chain. Just so many songs. And he used to recreate everybody else's songs, like the LL Cool J, the Talib, and everybody forgot about their songs and was like, yo, we want to hear 50's version. And that's what got 50 on the map. Eminem said when he heard those tapes, he was like, yo, this dude's going to be the next biggest star. I agreed, man. I was stuck on that 50 Cent tape big time. So shout out to the boy 50. His mixtapes used to be fire.
Already.
Well, I'm actually, now that, you know, you're actually asking me, I can't even think of one. But I will say that, you know, as far as mixtapes are concerned, like, I actually came up, you know, when I listened to mixtapes, this was during the Texas Movement, you know, shout out to our host, Onyx, who is from Texas, representing Texas all day. You know,
yeah,
but,
I know how I
you
do.
Know,
I was about to come in and say it.
Right. But, yeah, you know, that's when I was listening to mixtapes real heavy, was during that movement, like the Chameleonaires and the Mike Joneses and the Slim Thugs. That's what basically introduced me to mixtapes. And,
right.
I mean, I can't think of one right now that like, off the top of the head that was actually one of my favorites, but I'm going to have it before the end of the show is out. I just got to think about it for a second.
Okay, we're going to let you simmer on that little question. Well, I got to say, and it's funny that you said the Texas Movement, because you already know that's one of my favorite, I got to say, Swisher House. In fact, it's actually OG Ron C. He dropped these F-Action. I don't want to curse. The F-Action CDs.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot about those.
Yo,
hey.
He talked. Yo.
Right.
Yo,
ahead,
F-Action. Yo, if y'all don't know who OG Ron C is from Houston, Texas, I need y'all to get to the computer. I need you to get to your phone, whatever you got in front of you, and Google. What is the word? Because y'all know I don't like the curse. Can y'all tell them so they know what to look up?
Hey, they had, like, Fuck Action 129. You know, they just kept dropping them back-to-back with, like, all your favorite. Basically, that mixtape series was all your favorite slow jams, like the type of tracks that you would listen to with your lady. You know what I'm saying? They would put those on a mixtape and they would slow them down.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
oh man,
that thing
I gotta go back in the stash. I got to
check those out. Y'all talking about those like that? I missed that. I definitely got to check those out.
Yo, if you
know slow jams, I can imagine that must sound crazy, a slow down slow jam.
It's talking to Scroog, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to RIP, DJ Scroog, Texas legend. But yeah, they talking to Scroog, and it's, like I said, OG Ron C. He on Twitter, I think it's at OG Ron C. But that he is a beast, and it's like, he does the OG Ron C conference actually out in Texas. Like once a year he does this. But anyway, those are my favorite mixtapes. I can't even lie, like the whole series. They be having like
You know what we should do? You know what we should do?
What?
We should see the listeners. We should ask the listeners if they want to participate in that and give us a call and let us know what their favorite mixtape was. If we got any listeners that want to call in, you know what I'm saying? Just hit us up, 760-913-4119, and let us know what was your favorite mixtapes.
Right. That's me. So we can go all day about Texas. Y'all know I get excited. But anyway, so today we're going to get right into it. It's the POD, Pump It Is Up. If you're just joining us, global14.com. Make sure you follow us at global14 at G14 Radio. And again, what we did was select a song from the group, and it was picked for the radio to play. We have four or five different shows on this radio station, and we actually played a song. After that, it goes to the polls. Up on Global 14, everybody votes, and then that's how we got our winner. So today, again, we have six winners, and the first one that I want to give a little one-on-one to is Paul B. I really like this joint. I like this dude. He's humble. He's done a lot. I'm excited to see where his career is going to go. Is he on the line, guys?
I believe he's checking right now.
Okay, I think he is because he tweeted me, so I know that he's on the line. But you guys, again, this mixtape is going to, JD, like I said, he's going to pick DJs to host each volume. So you have an opportunity to make, if you don't make volume one, you can make volume two. But it must be original material, cannot be no mixtape joints. Quality must be up to par. And again, you just got to get the grind on to get your votes in. So hopefully you can make that mixtape. So go ahead and drop his song while we wait for him to get on. But this is Cole B featuring Jaden the Cure, produced by the Justice League. Yes, Justice League, you guys, the Justice League. And this is called Living vs. Existing.
Yeah. I've been thinking. I've been living.
Are we living? Are we too? just existing? Are we living?
I've been living.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh,
one time.
Oh,
woo.
Just
hey, yo. These little dreams that was all seem so far, so this feeling so bizarre. The memoirs of a centaur, born sinner in the center of a place bar. From affluence but influenced by the struggle, a place where a nigga would rather hate you than love you. And so I fend for my health when no one else would help, so now I live for myself. So I sit and reminisce 20 days from Christmas, thinking like, damn, Chris really missed this. I lost 3 siblings last decade, plus my grandma and grandpa, can you feel my pain? So I'm living fast, with plans to die old. People I used to know, but some of them ain't grow. So apart we go, still in my heart I know, leaving was the only way to blow. Adios. So I know if I'm providing, we all surviving. Not too many driving in the lane I'm in. Couple names carpooling, everybody riding. I ride the tide and feel the quake of Poseidon. While my heart is where all these rhymes are residing. And this shit beats crime times 10. Gets to feed my family, no more 9 to 5 in. No time for me ducking the D's and the Capri's. Instead, I'ma be overseas clocking these G's. A little satisfaction is the feeling that we feed. We conquer all these beats and we could live beyond our needs. So, before you ever get to judging him, think of all the struggling, day stomach grumbling. And God show love to him out the furnace fast. To my cool presence forever, I'm a lad. In fact, you can only go far when your back's on the wall. I'm really looking forward to my days in the falls when I'm the one on billboards, number one on billboards. They love to see you go back the way you used to be. Oh, yeah, they loved you like that. So I'm 365, 24/7, working like hell to get a little piece of heaven. So next up, Mr. Elemental Me, always on cue, y'all just elemental P. To see my progression keeps my mind at ease. In order for me to eat, I know I gotta move feet, but I still give it deep as some red run sweet. The wisdom in me listens as the knowledge in me speaks. Somewhere where the sea and the railroad meet, these sweet dreams are now a reality.
Yo, you guys, that's one of my favorite joints from the Puppet and Dumpet group. That was our first Puppet and Dumpet winner of the G14 radio polls, and he is on the line. It's Pole B. What it is, homie?
Me.
What's going on?
Yo, what up, Thanks for having me. I came on too soon?
No, you good. I'm so happy that you had a chance to come through. I know I hit you up kind of last minute with it. I've been trying to plan to get you guys all on the show. It's 6 of y'all, you know what I'm saying? So
I had to
wait. But look, I just want to get into 101 with you real quick, get the people some background information on you. The song is really, really dope. I mean, how is it working out for you right now? How's that single pushing?
The record is cool. It's actually doing what I thought it was doing. And most importantly for the song like this, it's like evoking, you know, emotions in people. Even when you hit me up, it was like, you know, it made me feel good to hear that people relate to, you know, so many elements of the song, like different things they may be going through. And that's kind of, you know, how I made the record based off of experience and pain and, you know, brothers locked up and, you know, losing siblings and, you know, the whole thing while keeping a positive, you know, by kind of keeping like a push forward message, because it's like we need, you know, we need that a lot of times. And it was just how I was feeling, wanting to get stuff off the chest, kind of expose myself, and you know, so it feels good when people can, you know, relate to it, and it helps them cope with things.
Definitely. Like I said, when I heard the song, it really, really touched me and just, you know, are we living or we just exist? And that's such a powerful message and powerful line to ask somebody and ask everybody, you know, ask yourself the question, are we living or just existing? That was just crazy. I just, you know, like I said, that song right there, very inspirational. You know, you talk about, you know, your personal life and the story real quick in like 3-4 minutes. So, again, salute, because that's a jam right there. And it, like I said, it's real. So, you know, much respect and all of that. So what I want to ask you is where are you from, and do you remember how you heard about Global 14?
Yeah, I'm from Buffalo, New York. I live in Atlanta, and you know what I'm saying? I'm follow JD on Twitter, so Global 14 was a, when he launched it, he went in. So, I mean, anybody who was on Twitter,
right.
I mean, you was only going to hear about it. Like, so, you know, Twitter was, I feel like Twitter was the first place where I seen him, you know, even when he was revving up for it. That's like when I remember hearing about it.
Right. Global 14, we going ham with it, tweeting and going crazy.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely show love how you reached out. That was beautiful. So.
Oh,
it's definitely
no problem.
Everybody need to get over there, aspiring artists and all that. Definitely. You know, it's a cool community. Everybody reaches out and that type of thing. So,
already, y'all heard it.
Get over it.
No doubt.
Get the membership numbers up.
For sure. Get these numbers up on the cut. Make sure you're tuning in Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Exactly.
So, how did you come up with the name Pole B?
Well, it's crazy because it's like, in the city, my father worked a lot in the community and in politics. So I came up, you know, coming, you know, in my hood, neighborhood, seeing my dad wanting to make a difference. And, you know, so that was the whole thing. Pole B's a play on, like, politics, on being political. And then actually it was like, you know, to me politics is about, if you, you know, you take a politician, their main thing is to get people to, one, believe in what they're saying and get behind them and support. So my approach to a lot of stuff in life is a political approach. Like I'm basically gonna see how you work and figure out what I need to do to make it work for me. So you know, if it comes down to me getting on this show once we linked up, cool, about how can we, you know, help each other. And so that's really what it is. I tell people, I'm not a politician per se, like I'm out here, I'm gonna be lead marches, not yet, never know. But you know, it's just more of a way I move. You know, it's kind of like everything's, you know, politics, and especially this industry, music industry, or whatever you're doing, is pretty much all politics. So I try to come to every situation not personal and not with my feelings, but the political method, and you know, trying to figure out what it is. So that's how the name came about. I know it could sound a little crazy initially. Ain't no stripper or none of that crazy. I didn't heard everything, but. You know, so the breakdown is political, pretty much, political Ben.
Already. You said political Ben, so your first name is Ben?
No, political being.
Oh, political being, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. Yeah. I like that. I never would have thought about that. All right.
Yeah.
So when did you decide to pursue your career? I'm pretty sure you have decided hooking up with everybody that you've hooked up with, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been cool. I've been at it forever. Like, it's. You know, we're in a generation where it's like, you know, everybody used to want to be like Mike. Everybody wanted to hoop, and now it's like music, and particularly rapping is a big thing. But I've always wanted to do this. So you know, now you can like go out, get Fruit Loops and Pro Tools, and you know, a lot of people. And it's nothing wrong. I'm not knocking cats that just decide to start rapping. But it's like for me, this has always been a part of my life. Like you know what I'm saying, when I had a high top box. You know, rhyming, you know, probably was horrible, but still I remember always doing it. And then got to high school, did it all through high school. And, you know, it was a couple of times where I kind of, like, took a pause and, you know, I wanted to keep the passion. But it's, you know, since I moved to Atlanta, it's been real cool. Got my team, you know, together, and the doors have been, you know, the doors have been opening. I've been allowed to, like, you know, work with, hence the track you just played, Justice League. I still don't even, like, believe that sometimes, you know what I'm saying, that I got to work with him. And, you know, God can, and different people. It's been sweet. It's been good.
That was my next question, to ask you how you got linked up with Justice League. I mean, there's some hard dudes to get in touch with. I'm kind of I'm mad right now because I be trying to get in touch with them, and I can't get in touch with them. I mean, I don't know what to do, but and Jade and the Cure. They're very busy. They're very busy. And
yeah, well, you know Jade and the Cure sing for Chris Brown. And
Right.
Yeah, he's one of Chris Brown's singers. He has his own deal. You just pretty much, like, working with them, like, we had to seize the moment. Like, in fact, I was in Atlanta. Jaden was in L.A. My business partner, manager, Kerry Cole, was in L.A. We got a hold of him and booked the studio, and I wasn't even there with Jaden, but it was like, I think Chris Brown was about to go to Australia or something crazy. So, boom, we called him in L.A., got him in the studio, got the part. Boom, they shot the session back to me. So, you know, that's kind of how it was. Justice League in Atlanta, but same thing with them. They are busy, you know, and they're such in high demand that, you know, they gave me the opportunity. But, you know, at the same time, you got Rick Ross, Nas, Mary J. Blige, and Keith. So, I mean, you know, for what it's worth, I got to respect that, you know, I'm only up and coming. So it was like, get in when I can, and they sent me the records. And, you know, they brought something else out of me when I got the record, because it made me want to go emotional, personal. And the thing about doing an inspirational record is it's real easy to be corny. Like, I was like, I didn't want it to be a corny record. Like, you know, I wanted it to be like, yo, this is really how I'm feeling. Are you living versus this? And your situation is only your current situation. If you choose to exist, you will stay existing in that situation. If you want to live, you're going to keep going. I've been through a lot of stuff. So, you know, that was the message for the record. Like, it just kind of, like, not to sound cheesy, but, like, when I heard the beat, it, like, opened up something in my heart, in my mind. I was like, yo, I'm going to just go. I'm going to just let it out.
I know.
And it came out the way it did. And I'm just glad people, you know, somebody hit me, I think they in the Air Force or something, sent me this message like, yo, I'm in these last 30 days over here, and your record gets me through this whenever I'm feeling down. And I'm like, to hear that from a soldier is like ridiculous to me. You know, that's crazy. So
exactly. Yeah. And I mean, and like you said, I hit you up immediately when I saw, I think I tracked you down and all, because we didn't have a Twitter or anything. And I really went out of my way to And I think I did it with all the winners. I really try to track these winners down. I really try to find people. Talent is talent. And that was, like I said, that song just really does it for me and for a lot of people. So, you know, it did what you wanted it to do. Mission accomplished, for sure. So what projects are you working on right now?
We're actually finishing up See, right now we're kind of on the fence whether I want to do an EP and break up some of the records or do a full-length project, but I'm sitting on so much material that I want the world to hear, I want the people to hear, and it's kind of hard when you keep creating and you start not outdoing yourself, but you start doing more, so it's like, well, damn,
so
I want to put the stuff I did, but it's like, I realize, like, it was new to people, so yeah, we got a lot of good stuff on the way. Like, you know, and a lot of good visuals, a lot of good music. So, definitely, I'm probably, you know, a little bit before spring get rolling around, like, we're going to be full speed putting out joints, putting out visuals, getting ready to drop the whole project, be it an EP or, you know, a full length.
Right. And, you know, that video that you did to this Are We Living Versus Existing, that was really crazy. I mean, who did that?
That's my man, MJ Whitaker. And, basically,
what?
Yeah, well, man, MJ, what happened was, a lot of times when I create music, like, I'll finish a song, and at the end of the song, I have a video treatment. Like, I see, as I'm writing words, like, I have to write visually. So it's like, as I'm finishing, I had different ideas. So we sat down. He's a super talented After Effects dude. That's why it's all 3D and pictures and text. And I wanted people to see my words. Like, you know, that we getting away, not that I'm trying to be all super lyricist, but it's not a lot of rappers going to let you see word for word. So it was like, I wanted people to see the words and be able to decipher and, you know, just, it was something like, if you look at all my videos, like, the way I try to go is I want them to be unique in every, in each sense. Each instance of every time I put out a visual, I want y'all to be like, man, this dude comes with dope videos. I think that's another art that the mainstream people aren't investing creativity and time in the video. It's not even about putting the money. People won't believe what I've done some of these videos for, but it's the creativity behind them.
That's no doubt. We had Mr. Boomtown on our first show, actually, that we aired on G14 Radio, and he kind of talked about the treatments and the process and how what all was involved with it. So, you know, that's a lot of work, but it pays off, and it was amazing. It was a great video. Again, guys, Pole B, Google it. Live in versus existence, Justice League, produced by the Justice League, D-Cran, Jade, and Akira. Now, also, I want to ask you real quick before we move on and get the next winner on the line. Are you at a label right now? I hear you talking about
a
team and everything.
Yeah, no, I got a team, my man, Kerry Colbert and Frex, Eugene Frex McNair. We got a dope little, you know, triangle running, and, you know, we're entertaining certain things, and it's like we know where we want to be creatively. So when that situation arises, we could just do whatever we want to do. So it's definitely, you know, some possibilities and some options, and it's just about delivering certain things. That the problem with a record like Living Versus Existing, kind of, you know, garnering attention and getting out there, is like, is that a record that, you know, the masses will, you know, respond to in terms of commerciality? Like, is it commercial? And it's really about the check at the end of the day for labels.
It,
like,
really,
no,
is.
Secret. Yeah, it's about
that's
the
right.
check. So it's, you know, it's like, I'm not, I mean, but I have other types of records too. So, you know, it's just, this is kind of the first peak people getting to, you know, see. And I don't mind being introduced in this way if it is an inspirational record or positive, because it's not corny, but it's like we do have other types of records. So, you know, we definitely out here trying to, trying to make something happen.
So, pretty much, we
independent, yeah.
That's dope. I mean, you making some dope moves. Like I said, I did get a chance to listen to the other music. I always try to, if I can get a feel for the artist. At the time when I'm listening to their music, to see if they really, you know, who they, did they do better than this one track? You know, just to be real, I want to see what all you come to the table with, if you did, you know, you didn't disappoint. So, again, great music.
We got some monsters cooking right now. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear it. I'm excited. Definitely posted it. And POD, keep us posted, G14, The Cut. And how can the people get in contact with you aside from the Global 14?
Check me out, definitely. I'm on Twitter often. It's at POLB. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, follow me, shoot me an at. I respond, I'm friendly, I follow back. I got Facebook, naturally, the I Am POLB Facebook. And, you know, I'm on Global 14 and, you know, YouTube, POLB TV, the whole thing like that, so.
Already, so Google Pole B, you can find him. Well, thank you for joining us. Again, I love when unsigned artists are humble and they got a lot going on and they grind and they hustle. So shout out to you. Thank you for joining us. Golden, Tyrone, y'all want to say anything to the homie before he ride out?
Appreciate you getting on the call, man. Appreciate you participating. Great song, man, and keep pushing.
Man, thanks for having me. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, most definitely, Pole B. Keep doing your thing, brother. It was a great entry to the POD group, and, you know, coming out with that positive record, man, you know, a lot of people scared to do things like that, man. It shows integrity, brother. So I wish you much success with everything that got to, you got to follow that. But definitely a dope record, my man. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you. Respect, bro.
Already. Okay, guys, that was Pole B. Again, he was our first winner in the Pump It and Dump It mixtape, Volume 1. He will be on the mixtape. That joint will be on. Again, it was Are We Living Versus Existing, produced by Justice League, featuring Jade and Akira. Good luck. So we got High Jackson coming up next, and I want to drop his song, before you bring him on. So let's go ahead and spin the record. We bring him on for a quick 101. We're getting it in tonight on the card, back to back. Number number two, interview number two with High Jackson. Let's get it. That was High Jackson with Gnome, and I believe he is on the line. What's good, High? You on? High Jackson, is you on the line right now?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you already know. Nothing but love. Got to show love to my fellow artists. I am a singer-songwriter. Got to toot my horn real quick. But it's not about me, it's about you. It's not about me, it's about you. So I'm going to let you get your shine on real quick. And first off, congratulations for making a big faith. It was a lot of people, as you can see. You know, Pump It or Dump It gets flooded with crazy tracks, mixtapes, freestyles, all kind of stuff. So,
right.
Big up to you for winning and making the polls and all of that. So what I want to know is, and I always like to ask people, where are you rapping and how did you hear about Global 14?
Okay. All right. Well, it's a little complicated. I was born in Houston, Texas.
Already?
Yeah, and I lived there until I was about 12 years old. And then my family moved to Connecticut, and I lived there. And I go to school right now. I'm in college right now, my senior year. But my parents, they recently retired and moved back home to Dallas. So I'm living in that area right now, but I go to school up north.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Senior year, you're almost there.
Yeah, almost done. A couple more months now.
Already, I ain't mad at that. So, and how did you hear about Global 14?
Global 14, yeah. I'm a lifer, definitely a lifer. I'm a songwriter. I'm a songwriter, singer-songwriter. And I'm a very big fan of John Tay Austin.
Right.
On Living the Life, him and J.D., Brian Michael Cox were all together a lot. And so I just, that show on YouTube, it basically just, you know, pulled me in. And when J.D. posted about Global 14, I see how he's always trying to, you know, evolve with the times and make sure that, you know, real music is still kept alive. And so I had no choice but to support him on Global 14 and Pump It or Dump It. I joined that group. I was asked to join that group, and yeah, I'm here.
Already. Well, we're the great things. Shout out to JD. Everybody giving love to JD. He actually doing his marketing thing. I mean, big ups to the boss, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so what I want to know, because you said you're actually a songwriter, and we spoke a little bit earlier, and you said you're not even really just like pushed out there as a singer, you're more of a songwriter. So how's that happening for you? Have you gotten placements?
Right, yeah. Well, the way it all started with me is funny. I started out in a group called Crush. It was four of us, and we started on a group, an R&B group, and we eventually broke up. But to stay into music, you know, a few of us, we all got into songwriting. So, you know, a couple years later, I've been able to rack up some credits. I had a couple credits. So I had one with Sammy for his mixtape, 40 Days and 40 Nights. I had some.
Wow, awesome.
But it was co-production on that. The song that I originally wrote, we created the music for that with the Young Boys. And then that music went towards his song called 40 Days and 40 Nights. Also co-wrote a song for Donnie Klang for his mixtape. Amnesia was a song. And then I recently got my first placement with this new artist signed to Sony. His name is Christian. The song is called You Got My Heart. It was written by myself and produced by the Beat Freak. So we're really looking forward to that record. It's coming out second quarter. His album Genesis is going to be coming out. So look for that song, You Got My Heart, that's written by me. And it's actually... it's the 90s type of feel, so it's really just bringing back that music that, like I said, JD is bringing back.
Right. And that's dope for you. Okay, and Donnie Klang, isn't that from Making a Band, P. Diddy?
Right.
Is that him?
Right,
okay,
yep.
Yeah. Already. Man, that's what's up. Congratulations for all the placements. It ain't nothing like getting his check. So how did you get your name? I love to ask people how their name came about. So how did you get your name?
My name is High W. Jackson. That's actually my actual birth name.
Wow.
I'm part Native American. And my father, his name is Hiawatha, but no one's going to be like, hey, Hiawatha. They'll just say, like, hey, hi. And so my parents decided to go ahead and just name me High.
That's super cool. Okay. So what's your, what are you? You're Native American. What is the tribe?
You know what? It's bad, but I can't even pronounce the name correctly. It starts with an O, but I should definitely know that. So yeah.
No, I all good. Trust me, because actually my and I hate that we getting into heritage and everything, but I have some people on my dad's side. They actually live on reservation and all of that, and I couldn't tell you the first thing about what they got going on that way. So
exactly.
I can't blame you. I cannot blame you.
Yeah.
And so so now you're getting these placements, and now you're making this mixtape. Are you leaning towards maybe doing both singing, songwriting, like Tank and all of them? Are you just gonna be the songwriter? What do you see yourself going as far as your business?
Yeah, well, the thing with that is, and like I was saying to you earlier, you know, with Pump It or Dump It, I was hesitant in even, you know, sending out some music to let people hear. But I did it, and I put out one of my personal records, not something that we were, you know, trying to get a placement with my
right.
team, but just a personal record. And the feedback was just, you know, it was breathtaking almost. And,
right.
You know, a lot of people, they're interested, you know, in my music, and they want to hear more of me. Like, they know that I write for other artists, but they really want to just hear what, you know, what I have to say. And
right,
so with
right.
that being said, I've been developing like a mixtape of my own to put out. And if people, you know, continue to follow me, they'll be able to come up with the date. So it'll probably be sometime in March that it'll be coming out. But, you know, just giving the fans music that really want to just hear me. Like, if they like the writing that I have, but if they want to hear me, you know, I'm giving them a body of work that they can, you know, enjoy.
Definitely. That's our favorite word over here, guys. Body of work. We always talk about work, hustle, grind, getting it. That's all. So you're talking our language right now.
Yeah, that's what it all comes down to.
Definitely. I was going to ask you what your projects are, but you just kind of listed in, and you got March. And then of course, you're going to be on this mixtape, POD Volume 1. I believe the mixtape, you guys, for those who are listening, is going to drop sometime this month, the first week of March. So March will be a great month for you. Yeah, I mean, you're really going to be getting your promo on. So.
Yeah. There actually are a couple of more projects. It's going to be this new artist named Spoken For. I'm going to be on his upcoming mixtape. Also, King Dreams, he's a really big artist out of the Northeast. I'm going to be on his mixtape. He has a lot of things going on right now, so really check out for him. And also Mitch Millions. Mitch Mills is what we like to call him. He has a record with French Montana that actually got some radio play in Connecticut.
Okay.
So I'm going to be on his mixtape as well. So definitely look out for all of them as well. And look out for Christian.
Already.
Yeah.
Already. Christian with Sony Records. We can't forget. What is it? You... What is it? What is the song again?
Yeah, I wrote the song, a song on this album called You Got My Heart.
You Got My Heart. I was going to say that, but I don't want to get wrong.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
You Got My Heart, Christian. I'm going to look out for him. I'm going to tweet him and everything. Shout out to Christian with Sony Records. West Spirit, come on the show, homie. Let us hear the song. Let's see how you delivered it. I just want to thank you for coming on because, like I said, everybody, it's hard to get all of y'all on at one time, but everybody came through and yourself, and congratulations on your win and making this mixtape, and I look forward to hearing from you and everything you have in the future. Want to get up and work with you as well, being that you're a singer-songwriter. Yeah, I got to get it in, got to get my network on, and let's make something happen. So.
Yeah, definitely.
So, how else can people reach you? I know I have your Twitter, but everybody that's listening may not have your information. So how can they reach you?
Yeah, if you want to reach me on Twitter, my Twitter is at Hi, H-I-W Jackson. So that's at H-I-W-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. And also, you can also reach me on my Tumblr as well, which is Hi Jackson, hijackson.tumblr.com. And that way you can, you know, stay updated with everything that I have going on, especially with Twitter. I'm always on my Twitter. I just got a new Twitter. I've been through like 4, so this is my official Twitter, and I'm not going to delete it for a long
Don't
time.
Do it. That is the worst for me, to try to find somebody on Twitter, and I can't find them. It's horrible. Please don't do it, sir. Let me know if you change.
Yeah. I just created this Twitter, so this is my new one, so you guys can hit me out there.
Definitely. Well, I'm going to hold you to it. As soon as you change, I'm going to talk to you and put in, bust you out. So. Don't change it, definitely. Well, again, thank you for coming on, fellas. Golden, Tyrone, the co-host. You guys want to say anything to Hype before he rolls out?
Yeah, I just wanted to say to Ha, keep pushing, man. It's excellent with the singing and songwriting. Congratulations on your placements, brother. I remember partying with Donnie Klang in New York. That's a real cool cat. The whole day 26 and Donnie Klang, we was out there chilling. He's a real cool brother, man. So, you know, major moves. And it's always great to get a placement, and congratulations, and hope to hear from you in the near future on a lot of people's records, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man. I really do appreciate that.
Also, man, you know, I wanted to, you know, shout out to you, you know what I'm saying, for being in school, man, and getting that education, because you never know, you know what I'm saying, and it's like you want to be able to do both, you know what I'm saying, and it's real important that we get out here and we get that degree and you never know what that'll lead to, man. So I want to say keep pushing and congratulations on that. You know, senior, you know, that's real big and you almost done. I mean, man, I'm proud of you, bro.
Hey, man, I really do appreciate that. People don't know how hard it is to go to school and do this, so I really do appreciate that a lot, man.
No problem.
Already, definitely. Thank you for joining us, Hi. Thank you so much. You guys, his song, Hi Jackson, Numb, being a songwriter, got placements with Johnny Clean, Sammy, and Christian with Sony Records. I'm so glad I remembered. Look out for all of those. That's him. He did that. He wrote that song. He, you know, he's doing his thing. I'm very excited for this man. Okay, guys. Well, young man, I should say. Okay, guys. So next, Golden, I know that you got two out of winners that you're going to do a Q&A for, and I'm very excited to hear what these brothers have to say and where they're going. So I'll let you just go ahead.
Noah Vincent Noah Vincent in Houston coming up, man. So real interested in seeing what the brothers have going on.
Alrighty. Well, let's get into who you want to bring on first.
Let's bring Noah Vincent on first. Let's play his joint, and then let's bring him on. Let's see right here. We got
Noah Vincent. Shout out to Noah for just following me on Twitter, and I followed him back, Noah Vincent.
Yeah, Noah's been getting a lot of love in the Pump It or Dump It group.
Definitely getting a lot of love. Showed up and showed out on the polls real quick, Global 14. And again, while you getting ready to drop this song, make sure you sign up to global14.com. This is G14 Radio The Cut. This is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site, and you need to sign up. It's fashion. Again, Pump It or Dump It is on there. The blogs is on there. Politics is on there. The beats is on there. Everything. The Boundary and Mixtape, we talked about that earlier. She dropped today, 90s version, duets, Boundary and duets. So again, make sure you sign up to global14.com. Follow the Twitters at G14 Radio at global14. Sorry, guys. What happened? I hope I was.
Yeah, we're going to get into Noah's. Now, we're going to get into Noah's song, The Breakup. We're going to drop that song right now, and then we're going to bring Noah on for that one-on-one. So, shout out to Noah Vincent. He'll be up in a minute.
All righty. Hard to breathe. Now it's not a matter.
one, kick it to the curb. All we can do is learn. It's trust is something you gotta earn. Still gotta take the time to let it burn. It's love taking a turn, cause she jealous of her, and I'm jealous of him, and he jealous in return. I'm trying to have a good evening, and you steady trying to get even, and turn this into a horrible weekend. Hypothetically speaking, let me ask, it's really worth keeping? Then why the hell we ain't even speaking? Can't even believe that you would go out and deceive me. I'm difficult, baby, whatever, believe me. This is critical, and you need to take it easy. When you ready to talk, yeah, you know where to reach me.
You don't even know what you've been doing. You never let me get closer. You give me the cold shoulder. And it's like I'm trying to get to know you, but everything I know is gone. I can think things over, but baby, we don't even know what you've been doing. You never let me get closer. You give me the cold shoulder. And it's like I'm trying to get to know you, but everything I know is gone.
That was dope right there. You just heard it here first on the Cut Radio, G14. That was Noah Vincent, The Breakup. And right now we got my man on the line. He spit some hard bars on that joint. That was a dope song. Let's introduce Noah right now. Noah, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's going on?
How you doing today, brother?
Hey, I'm fine, man. Everything's good right now, man. Thanks a lot for checking out the joint. I really appreciate it.
Yo, the joint is really dope, Noah. I mean, when I first heard it and Onyx sent it to me when she first found it in the Pump It or Dump It group, I was like, man, this joint is really well put together. You know, sometimes you know
right.
A lot of stuff on the Pump It or Dump It group, you know, somebody just hopping on the mic and spitting their feelings. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's a well-put-together song, man. So congratulations for you. And I think the young lady on that is named Rocky
yeah.
Monroe.
The Rocky young lady Monroe. On that, her name is Rocky Monroe. Yeah. Thank you
she
so much, man.
Nice
I appreciate
voice.
It. We really worked
real
on
nice
that.
Voice. Now, y'all complimented you. Complimented each other really well on that joint. So let's get into where you're from, man, because you're from around my neck of the woods. Well, you're from the Bronx, New York, but it says Queens up there, too. I'm from Hempstead, Long Island, so I see you representing New York real heavy.
Yeah, I'm from the Bronx, New York. I'm actually Rocky's from Queens, so I put like a slash. But, I'm definitely repping New York hard right now.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. The song is real dope, man. When did you start getting into music? How long have you been spitting and doing your thing out there?
I've actually been doing it a long time right now, since I was 11. Right now I'm 22. So, you know, I'm still trying to do my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard getting into this game, but I've been rapping for a long time. She's been writing for a long time. And, you know, actually, I met her, you know, on Facebook. So that's how we kind of just linked and connect. And, and through Facebook, you know, we linked up somewhere here in New York City, this downtown, and I had a couple songs I wanted to do with her, and she laid those down, and I was like, yo, we should just start a group, and she was with it.
Now, the group that you guys started, I really like the name of that joint. Is it called a You and Me thing?
Yeah.
Is that
yes,
the actual
you and
name
me thing.
Of the group?
That's the name of the group.
That's real hot. That's real hot, man.
Yeah.
So you just linked up.
I just
so
came
this
up
is
with
our
that
social network to help. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you came. You said on the bus?
Yeah, I came up with it on the bus. I was just chilling on the bus one day, and I was just like, yo, we need a group name, and we just tossing names back and forth, and a you and me thing. I was like, wow, you know, that's really cool. So.
Yo, that journey's really hot, man. I was feeling it as soon as I saw it. I was like, wow, you and me thing. That's a really unique name for groups. And when they hear the music, they're not going to be disappointed at all because the music is real dope. So
right.
What made you want to start
Thank
rhyming? What made you want to start rhyming? What made you want to, you know, let the audience know what was on Noah's mind?
Right. Actually, it started when I was, like, really, really young. I was in middle school. And my friend, you know, we used to at lunchtime used to beat on the table, and he would start rapping, you know what I'm saying? My friend actually, he's the one that put me on the rap. And then, you know, I was kind of on the rap, but I never thought, you know, I could do it and, you know, really be actually good at what I do. So then he, you know, he started rapping for me, and I said, you know what, let me try it. And he kind of just, you know, showed me his little moves and techniques, and I just took it to another level. And then we just kept bringing each other up. And then, you know, I just discovered that was something I was really good at, you know what I mean? School was never really my strong point. So I was good at that, you know, other people, you know, did other things, I rapped.
That's what it was. Yo, I tell you one thing right now, man. Rapping is not as easy as a lot of people think it is. And when you hear that song, you hear how Noah is effortlessly flowing to that track, hitting every snare like he's supposed to. It's not a point where you don't stop bobbing your head on that track. And, you know, just by you doing that, you definitely got a gift for it, my brother. You definitely killed that joint. So whoever, shout out to whoever your man was that put you on the rap. Because
Mike.
Shout out, Mike. I think he woke up with me. So let me ask you now. What you got your hip hop music that you want to push, but now you got the you and me thing. What are you gonna do first as far as a project is concerned, or are you guys gonna form a group? Or are you gonna do your solo thing?
Well, right now it looks like I'm doing a solo thing because you know the group thing went really far, and I'm so happy that, you know, that group thing even went down. You know what I'm saying? I did a whole album with her. I did an entire album with her, and the album came out great, spectacular. You know, we did the music video for the breakup. We scheduled to have more music videos, but it didn't really go down like that because of a hectic schedule. But at the same time, you know, I figure, well, I couldn't stop what I was doing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, her schedule and between my schedule, it got kind of heavy. But we still work together as the you and me thing, but right now I'm going solo, you know what I'm saying? So I'm doing my solo thing at the same time. And right now I got a project called The Life that should be dropping in June, you know what I'm saying? So expect more videos, expect more performances around the New York City area, expect all of that. And I think the same could be said for her as well. Coming out with a demo.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, that's dope that y'all actually got a whole album done, man, together. I actually saw the video. Video was real crisp, real dope. Who shot that video?
Jason Williams from the Bronx. He shot that video. He does a lot of the locals around here videos as well. I worked with another local artist, Denzel Porter, also from the Bronx. And he shot a couple of his videos, and he's actually the one that put me on to Jason. So shout out to Denzel Porter from the Bronx doing his thing.
Shout out to Denzel Porter, Jason. The video was definitely a really good look. Now you said you got your project coming up. What's the first single that you're going to be pushing on your project, and you're going to put that joint on Global 14, right?
Oh, yes, most definitely. That's going right to, that's the first place it's going, Cover the Number, baby. And it's called Warning Signs. It's a video called Warning Signs. So I'm debuting a song with the video.
Excellent. Let me ask you this. How did you first find out about the network? You know Global 14 is a tight community. It's growing every day. How did you find out about it?
Right. Well, it was kind of random because it was just one day I was looking for a social networking site, another one, because I'm already on, you know, Facebook and Twitter, but it was just, I was looking for something more music oriented, you know what I'm saying? And I went on allhiphop.com and they had the article about how JD had opened up his networking site called Global 14. So immediately I just logged on. And I made a account, and I like the type of vibe that it gave me. You know what I'm saying? I like how you use the site, how you can interact on your iPhone and your iTouch on it. It's really great. And I tried to put people on. You know, I went back to Facebook and Twitter and told people, like, yo, you need to get on this website. It's really great, and it's more suited for artists. So, you know, it's not like you're trying to pitch your record to, you know, somebody else, and they may or may not listen to it. These are other people that do what you do, so naturally they're going to be more interested in what you're doing as an artist, whether you promote or you're an artist yourself, or you paint pictures, or you whatever you do, it's people all over the world. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to get a better response from people all over the world because right now I'm very local. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's going to be something that's short-lived, my man. I think that local status is definitely, you know, you're going to start hitting more states and then nationwide, man. I definitely hear potential in what you do. Have you been rocking
Thank you
and
so
opening
much.
Up for people in the – no, it's all good, brother. I'm going to speak the truth to you, man. I love when I hear brothers that can actually, you know, take pride in their craft, all the people on all the winners on the mixtape. Congratulations to everybody.
Most definitely.
They all
congratulations
do that,
to everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Indeed. And they all take pride in their craft. So it's real dope to have y'all brothers on here tonight. Have you performed in the New York area opening up for any acts? Or where could they find you? Or where could they go to see where you would be performing?
Oh, you know, prior to me coming out with the, you know, the whole idea of me going to do a separate album, I was performing at this open mic spot called the Yippie Museum Cafe on 9 Bleecker downtown. And I still occasionally, you know, I still occasionally go there and perform. But as of right now, I haven't really been performing because I've been, my schedule's been kind of tight, you know, just jumping back and forth with the album stuff. I'm still trying to wrap up the album. But, I mean, as soon as all of that is done, I'm right back to performing, and I'm going to be, hopefully I'll get to open up for some acts, you know what I'm saying? I know a couple people at Sullivan Hall, New York City, people try to hold me down over there, and I performed there a couple times as well with Rocky. So hopefully I'll get back into that whole scene, man.
Well, most definitely, my brother. You know on the cut, you also got talent. You know, Onyx, a singer-songwriter, Brightwood.
Right.
My man Tyrone's a rapper and also got the graphics magazine on Smash. I got a production team.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, I'm going to be shooting you some music, my brother. We got that fire over here with the team. So
oh, most definitely. Just shoot me.
Indeed, my brother. We all going to collaborate and get that Global 14 community producing that strong music, that strong community music. You know what I'm saying? They
I'm with that.
People link up. Global 14, we linked up Global 14 and it threw some smashes out there. So we definitely going to do that. But one thing I noticed about you as well, we're going to make it happen, most definitely. And one thing I noticed about you as well, man, you're very heavy on your social network game. I just want to give you congratulations on that. That's very important
thank you.
For people, you know what I'm saying, to do their thing. So I want you to give the audience anywhere where they can find you, follow you, so they can make sure they're following that Noah Vincent brand as it grows.
Right. You can follow me on Twitter if you don't have my Twitter already, at So Not Noah V, and that's S-O, my name, Noah, N-O-A-H, and then it's V, but it's V with two E's, so it's V-E-E. And also I have a Facebook. If you just type in www.facebook.com/NoahVincent, my artist page comes up right there, and I'll probably add you on my personal page as well because, you know, I talk to everybody. I'm a really, you know, I'm a friendly person. Or you can put in facebook.com/ayouandmething also. And those are the three main sites. Yeah, besides Global 14, of course, and in which, if you're on Global 14, you can find me at, I think it's Noah V, that's my ad name, so you can find me on there as well.
That's excellent, brother, and I want you, before you go, I want you to give that new single that you're coming out with, and you're going to drop the video on Global 14, give that to the people one more time.
Oh, yeah, the new single I'm dropping on Global 14, y'all probably see it there first, honestly. It'll be on YouTube and Global 14. It's called Warning Signs off my new album, The Life, and that's going to drop around June. So be on the lookout around March for the video and around June for the album.
Awesome, Noah. We're definitely going to be on the lookout. Co-host Tyrone Onyx, y'all got anything y'all want to say to Noah? Y'all see the boy is doing his thing. He started a group with a girl. He met on Facebook, and that song was fire. So much talent around this brother. We wish him much success. Y'all want to speak to him real quick?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for coming on the show because, Bump It or Dump It has a special place in my heart and, you know, this show as well. So G14 is really becoming my life, so to speak. So I'm glad that you were able to take time out of your schedule and chit-chat with us and give us some background information on you. I learned a lot about you that I didn't know Your music is awesome.
Oh, no doubt.
Just keep grinding. Definitely keep grinding.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for having me here. You know what I mean? I just got out of the studio when you hit me and you asked me, you know, for the song. And I was like, oh, let me hurry up and do it because, you know, I didn't want to miss the opportunity to be here. And,
right.
You know, I love the G14 community and I always support you guys. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
No problem. Also, hold on. Can I give a shout out real quick?
Of course.
Yeah, do your thing, brother.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out everybody listening right now. I got a couple of my friends listening on Facebook, Love Carr and Sabrina Perez. Thank you guys so much for listening. And that's it.
Alrighty. Yeah,
Tyrone, you got anything you
want
to say to Noah, brother?
He might be screening.
Oh, yeah, okay. Tyrone might be screening some calls. Well, I know he definitely wishes you success as well on behalf of our brother Tyrone. So, Noah, thanks for stopping
in,
my brother. We're going to be chatting on Global 14, looking for you on Global 14, looking for everything you're doing, my brother. Thanks for the people that listen, that's fans of Noah.
Anytime.
Tonight to The Cut. Make sure you keep listening to The Cut, following The Cut at G14 Radio. And we're going to keep doing this for our artists that's out here up and coming. You know what I'm
no
saying?
Doubt.
Everybody just shot. You got talent, you deserve a shot, and we definitely trying to bring good music to the masses, no matter where it's coming from. So shout out to Noah Vincent, the boy got that heat.
Right.
Look out for them warning shots. It's coming soon, baby. We going to be looking out for it, Noah. Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, thank you. You have a good night, all right?
You too, brother.
All right.
Yeah, shout out to Noah, man. He did his thing, man. That was a real hot song with him and Rocky on that joint.
Who we got next?
My boy. Who up next?
We got Houston next.
We're going to bring Houston on. And Houston going to do his thing real quick. But first we're going to drop Houston's song so everybody can get a taste of what he's coming with. So the Baby Don't Leave joint by Houston, we're finna fly that right now. And then Houston will be on the line. Stay tuned. G14 Radio's The Cut. Let's go.
the finest. My heart's a kingdom, yeah, the highness. This love is causing all the blindness. Take a picture cause we timeless. Without you I go insane. Ever since we met I have never been the same. Hanging up the game, yeah, and you don't wanna blame. Hoping you will notice like a shirt with a saint. And yeah, baby, you're so flawless. Your lips hit me like a hard fist. Felt the spark with a first kiss, but never thought I'd blow to all this. Yeah, now love is in the air. Handing you my heart so you know I really care. Got a lot of love that I really wanna share. God, you're so beautiful, you're
still in my head.
All right. That was the boy Houston. Girl, you put it down. Baby, don't leave. I think we got the brother on the line right now so we could chit-chat with him. Houston, you on the line?
Yeah, man. What's happening?
Peach, my brother. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, man. Just got through listening to the Baby Don't Leave joint, man. You got a real nice pop feel on that joint, man. Congratulations for making
thanks,
the mixtape.
Thanks a lot. Thank y'all for, you know, giving me the opportunity and stuff.
Oh, most definitely, man. Most definitely. Now, I wanted to definitely talk to you about your music and the Global 14 community and what you got going on. First things first, how'd you link up with Global 14? How'd you hear about it?
I'm a big, you know, I'm a YouTuber, you know, I like watching videos, you know, in studio performances, and, you know, I was looking up Usher one time, you know, in the studio, and, it just so happened that, you know, it was on, JD's channel, I guess, and, you know, I started watching more of JD's, you know, videos, and it got to where, you know, he was talking about the G14, and, you know, I was like, man, you know, I'm gonna try this out, so, you know, I got on it. At first, when I got on it, it's a funny story how I even got into the Pump It or Dump It. You know, I messaged JD, you know, I was like, yo, man, you know, listen to my music, you know. And, you know, he just replied back. He was like, join the Pump It or Dump It group. And, you know, I did, and I'm here now. So, you know, shout out to JD for
that's
that.
What's up. Yeah, shout out JD, man. A lot of people might think they come on, you know, Global 14. JD don't speak. JD speaks to everybody in that community. You at JD, you know, JD's definitely going to talk to you and tell you, yo, go to the Pump It or Dump It group. He definitely listens to the music that's in that group. So shout out the whole POD, Massive, you know, Big Ash, Ben Carew, Onyx, The Queen, Big Fuzz, everybody in that joint. So let's start talking about your music, man. What made you want to be an artist? When did you know that Houston wanted to make music for the world to hear?
Man, you know, music has just always been, you know, a big part of my life. You know, as I was growing up, you know, a young child, you know, it was always that, you know, I wasn't always necessarily trying to be an artist, but I just always had that great appreciation for music, you know, and you know, other arts as well, you know. That was just always my escape, you know. Every time I felt sad, I was angry, you know, I would always just, you know, turn on the radio and just get lost in, you know, music, and, you know, that was just my thing, you know, that was my addiction. And it really wasn't until about 12, 13 years old where, you know, I was like, you know, I want to do this, you know, I like this, and, You know, around 12, 13, I started writing, you know, songs and never recorded until 16. So I'm 19 now. And so I guess, you know, you could say I've been recording for 3 years now. So.
Okay, that's what's up, my brother. And, you know, the passion is definitely what every artist needs. The passion, the hunger, you know, then comes the talent because you definitely have to have a passion for what you do. Now, with the Baby Don't Leave record, you know, you hear, you know, kind of a pop feel, but more of a bounce to it. Would you say that Houston has a style? Is all of Houston's music, like, catered toward that genre, or does Houston do different types of music?
I mean, you know, I guess I don't really consider myself to be in any, you know, genre, really. You know, I have, you know, a few songs where I just sing the whole song. But mainly, you know, I do, you know, I tend to, you know, sing my choruses and rap my verses. That's just a thing that I do. I don't really know what genre you can put that in. I guess, you know, whatever the feel to it is, you can just throw it in that genre. So, you know.
Right.
It's always different.
So I didn't even know that was you singing on the hook, my brother. So that was you on that hook.
Yeah, that's me, man. That was me. Me and son, and a little bit of auto-tune.
Yeah, the auto-tune, you know, it doesn't hurt, but, I mean, you sounded good on that joint, man. The Baby Are You Down. I was going to ask you who was featured on that with you, but I could see that's all Houston. So shout-out to you for that, man. You know, a lot of people, you know, I guess they're attempting to pull that off now that Drake does it, but not a lot of them sound that good doing it. I can honestly say you sounded great doing that, brother. So congratulations to you on
thanks
that.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Well, when did you start singing? Were you doing them all at the same time? Did you ever take vocal lessons, or is it just something that you said, hey, I could sing too?
Well, you know, actually, I started singing, you know, before any of that. You know, I was always, you know, man, how should I put this? I used to just sing, you know, usually at my house, man. I was, you know, I'd put on a record or something, you know, and I would just sing to, like, some Chris Brown. I would just work out my voice. I never had any vocal training, nothing like that. Just, you know, just me and just that, you know, passion, you know. And, you know, one thing led to another, you know, I started, you know, wanted to rap. So I just infused both of them together, you know, so that's how that came about.
That's real nice, my brother. Now, the name Houston, is that your real name or is that something that you came up with?
No, it's actually a funny thing. See, I'm from Brownsville, you know, I'm from Texas, you know, and, as, you know, when I was young, when I was like a toddler, you know, I moved to Houston, Texas, and, from Houston, I moved to Illinois, and, see, my real name is Oscar, you know, but, everybody, you know, around my city and stuff, there was like, you know, they didn't, you know, there was a few other Oscars around the city, so they was like, well, which Oscar? So people just started, you know, was like, oh, just Houston, you know, the Houston kid, and eventually just stuck, and, you know, people just know me as Houston, you know, so I stuck with that, and it has a good feel to it. Honestly, I answer more to that than my real name sometimes, you know.
You got everybody calling you Houston. That's what's up. Well, that makes you, you know, now you separated yourself from the other Oscars, so you know when they're calling you Houston, that's what's up. That's dope. You know, like Onyx said, we like to hear where names come from because you never know the story behind it, so that's real dope. Now, what projects do you have coming up? Is Baby Don't Leave, is that a single off of a project that you have coming up?
Well, see, Baby Don't Leave was actually, it's a song that I have on my very first album that I actually recorded probably a year ago. It was around a year ago. And it was, you know, it really wasn't even meant to be an album. It was more like a compilation of just music. It was my first ever, you know, just studio, you know, record. So, you know, I recorded, you know, it was like a 9-song album, and Baby Don't Leave is one of them. But as of right now, I've actually, you know, I got a new mixtape coming out that I'm actually working on. I saw my first recording for it this Tuesday, actually. The new mixtape is going to be called Hello Young World. It's I guess what you would call me as a matured artist. I know my sound. I know what I can do and what I can't do.
Okay.
So, you know, it's definitely way better music than what's on my first album, so. You know?
Okay.
So, yeah,
well, that's,
you know,
definitely,
it's,
you know, growth as an artist.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and see, with that mixtape, it also, you know, like Baby Don't Leave, it has, you know, singing choruses and rap verses. So, you know, I guess y'all should look out for that, too. That's kind of my thing, so I'll be doing that.
Well, we definitely will be looking forward to it, my man. You know, we got a few POD winners here, so we're trying to get to all the interviews. One thing we definitely want to do is make sure everybody out there that's listening can follow you and check you out. So if you could please give the audience your Twitter, Facebook, anything you have where they can check out Houston and what you're about to drop as far as your mixtape and how they can just follow you, period.
Oh, yeah, Mosef, my Twitter name is at TheRealHouston, duh, with a D-A, you know, TheRealHouston. And my Facebook, you know, everybody can go like my page on Facebook.com/OfficialHouston. So, you know, and also, you know, of course, G14, you know, my at name is I Am Houston. You know, and also back to, you know, as far as like, you know, that song that I was talking about that I'm going to, you know, record on Tuesday, I'm actually going to drop it on the POD first before anything else. So, you know, anybody that's listening,
that's nice.
You know. Yeah, so that's going to be on
so
there
I hope,
first.
I hope everybody out there is hearing. Pump It or Dump It group on Global14.com is getting exclusive from dope independent artists. So be sure you log into that POD group and check out the music. We'll be definitely letting you know about these guys' music hands down. Houston, I know I got my co-host on the line. Onyx, Tyrone, anything y'all want to say to the boy? He's ready to do his thing as a matured artist. He's going to come up with his new mixtape, and we're going to definitely be looking out for that. Onyx, Tyrone, y'all want to say anything to Houston?
Yeah, man. I just want to say, you know, stick with it. You know, definitely, you know, I meant to chime in on the last interviewer, you know, but I want to say to all of y'all, make sure y'all keep in touch with us and keep us updated on everything that goes on. You know, as the shows go on, we'll be able to give the people, you know, let them know how y'all doing and if everything's working out and, you know, if y'all got upcoming projects and all of that. So I want to say, you know, much success to you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, man.
Already, just another benefit to being a Global 14 member. Make sure you sign up to global14.com and also Pump It or Dump It group. I just want to say already, Texas stand up. I love his name, Houston. You know, I just love this. Texas is in the building tonight, so or on the line tonight. So congratulations, Houston, and I love your name.
thank you.
Already.
Yo, Houston, I want to thank you for calling in, brother. Real talk, I'm going to let you know that Baby Are You Down hook is stuck in my head. That's all. That's when you know you got a record and a nice hook, when that shit is just stuck in your head after hearing it. But congratulations to all what you're doing, man. We look forward to hearing you on the mixtape, brother. Thank you for calling in, and you have a great night, all right?
All right, man, you too. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, that was Houston, G14 Radio The Cut. We got Tyrone coming with his one-on-ones next. Who you got, my brother?
Man, we got Lance Somerville next. You know what I'm saying? He got a track called Tested Positive, which is what we're about to play right now. Lance Somerville,
ouch.
Tested Positive. Man.
I tested positive for love.
See, I
on your phone.
I dialed up a number.
And then she says,
hello.
Hey, baby, this emergent. And I know there's probably something I should say to you in person, but I can't. She says, hold on before you finish, cause I got something to say. To the doctor,
got tested,
and I never
would have guessed it.
Today I tested positive for love. Ooh, yeah.
For love.
Today I tested positive for love.
For love.
Yeah, yeah.
For love.
Today I tested positive for. Even though it was devastating, it's too late to point the blame.
That was Lance Somerville with tested positive. I think we got my man on the line. Lance, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening, bro?
Yeah, I'm cooling, man. Cooling in the studio.
Oh, man.
I'm listening to that.
Good to have you on the call, man.
I appreciate you. Appreciate you having me.
All right, man. Let's get this thing kicked off, man. First off, where you from, man?
I'm originally from Connecticut, but I'm singing out of San Diego, California now.
San Diego, California. What's it like out there, man? I have, you know, it's been
it's
we ain't had too many artists that are from out that way.
Yeah, man, it's beautiful out here, man, and it's open for me. You know, ain't too many people trying to do it like I am, trying to stay stay on it. So it leaves it kind of open for me to really do what I want to do. It's good. I like.
Okay.
It.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm good.
What's the local scene like there? Like you said, you're doing it. Ain't nobody doing it like you doing it. Like how is it going for you out there? You know, is it hard? You know, is the market open? Like what's the market like?
Market, it seems to be pretty open right now. We got a few guys that just went ahead and touched down on 106 and Park, so I feel like it may have opened a few eyes to, you know, the guys that are still back here that are still trying to do it. You know, there's a handful of us out here that are really taking it serious and really trying to make something out of it. And I feel like those two guys that went ahead and put on for Dago, they did a good job, and it may have opened up some eyes here. Maybe have made us a bigger competitors here, maybe.
Right, right. Okay, that's great, man. So, basically, what's your, like, describe your writing style and your whole writing process, because the song is called Tested Positive. Obviously, you know, the title is going to get people's attention off top. You know, it's going to gain the type of attention that you want, because they don't necessarily know what the song is going to be about. So it has a nice twist
exactly.
in there, and, you know, that's a great thing. So kind of give, you know, tell the people, how do you put a song together, and what's the whole process like?
Man, you know what? I wish I had a process to really tell you. I don't. You know, it's just one of those kind of things. You know, I'll hear the music, and sometimes I'll just sit with it and really try and feel it. Instead of hearing it, I try and feel it. And, you know, basically I'm just writing what the beat is telling me. So that one just so happened to tell me that it was testing positive for love. So there you have it.
Okay, so, well, in itself, there is your process. I mean, you know, you listening to the beat, the beat's telling you what to say, you know, versus you actually writing a song without the music and then coming up with the lyrics versus the beat, you know, letting you know where to go. Because that's actually, you know, I'm an artist as well, and that's actually how I write. I actually ask to listen to the music, and it tells me what to do. So You know, right. There is your process, man. How long have you been doing this?
Maybe the last, I'd say 4 years, I've probably went ahead and got serious about this thing. I've always been singing and, you know, trying to put together little songs, but within the last 4 years, I really, you know, started hitting it hard.
Okay. Okay. What's, who inspires you musically?
Man, probably the most, Tank, Joe, man, those are probably my two guys right there, my go-to guys. Those are the ones I'm listening to on a regular and always looking for.
So you said Joe and who?
And Tank.
Joe and Tank. I believe whatever happened, you whatever happened to that project with Tank, we're supposed to be creating a super group with some other R&B stars from back in the day. You hear anything about that?
Oh, man, you're talking about TTG. Matter of fact, I saw an interview with Tank, and he was saying that, you know, I guess they all get pulled in different directions, and Tyrese doing his old, you know, acting thing and all of that. They probably won't be, you know, putting anything together. I wish they would. That'd be nice to hear.
Right. So what do you how do you feel, like, as far as, you know, singing and R&B? Like, what do you think you can bring to the table that's new and that can set you aside from everybody else?
Man, I think, honestly, I put a lot of my effort behind the writing more than the singing. I feel like my singing is almost a natural kind of thing. I've been doing it for so long. So now it's about, you know, me really creating something that people haven't heard before. Things that are like tested positive. You see it on a piece of paper and say, man, I wonder what that guy's talking about. You know, I'm always trying to make different things like that, you know, to keep people interested in the stories.
Right, right. The storytelling, man, that's great. Also, you know, of course, you know, you're in the POD group. How did you come across Global 14?
Man, it was actually from looking at Jermaine Dupri's YouTube channel. And I always heard him talking about Global 14. And one day I just decided to sign up. I signed up, and I left the account alone for months. And then one day I was looking over his videos again. He said it again. I said, oh, yeah, I got a Global 14. So I hopped on, got involved with some of the people, and saw how many groups and how many musical outlets there were. And, you know, I took it from there. And, you know, I guess I picked the right group there and landed me here on the talk show here.
Right. What is your Global 14 handle, by the way?
Say again?
Your Global 14 name?
Oh, I believe it's just Lance Somerville.
Lance Somerville.
At Lance Somerville. Yeah, that's me. At Lance Somerville.
So is Lance Somerville your real name, or is it
yes.
A stage name, or what?
No, that's my real birth name.
Real birth name. Okay, Lance Somerville's in the building. Global 14.
Uh-huh.
What about your Twitter? Any other contact information that you got?
Oh, definite, man. They can hit me on Twitter at RNB Perfection, or you can always look me up on Facebook at I Am Lance Somerville.
Okay, one more thing before we get up out of here, man. Tell the people something about yourself that they may not know.
Oh,
like,
man. A lot of people
not
are thrown
like,
off
like
by the fact
that he has a first name, nothing like that. You know, like some, you know what I mean? Like, give him something good.
Oh, man, you know, I don't have too much good besides the fact I'm in the Navy, man. Like, most people think I should be out and doing other stuff, but man, I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I'm doing it for about 5 years now, and hopefully one day I'll transition out. But I'm enjoying myself right now.
Well, that right there alone is pretty special, man. My mother was in the military. You know, I grew up around military people, and I got the utmost respect for them. And, you know, that's a great thing. So we want to, you know, my people. Where my people at? My dog, Fleece, Onyx, where y'all at? You know what I'm saying? We need you know, y'all want to say something before we get up out of here?
I do. I just want to say thank you for coming on. I want to get signal in because we only got – we don't want to get kicked off ball talk. You know, we had a flat schedule. So I just want to say thank you for coming to the show. And I learned
thank
something.
You
I didn't know you was in the Navy. No problem. Thank you. Thank you. Dope
yeah,
name.
Definitely. Thanks for coming on the show, Lance, man. That's a dope song, man. Definitely a dope song. Impressive vocals, arrangement, everything,
really.
Brother. It was real tight. So
appreciate
keep
it.
Pushing, man. Congratulations to everything that you do. You know what I'm saying?
Love it.
Appreciate it, man.
Pedal.
Thank you.
I was like, yo, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he murdered that kid. He murdered that.
Appreciate y'all, for real.
Alrighty.
Alright,
let's get
Lifers,
that boy Signal song in.
Alright, Lifers, we got Signal with She Needs Me right here on Global 14.
Me hollering, yo, J.O., where have you been? We've been waiting patiently, but this shit needs a heroine. You don't understand, we know that you're the man. Please step up to the mic and bless us with your lyricism. We've all seen it, acting like it's nothing. Bleeding out and left for dead, and we can't even help it. The music is in dire need, and I'm not gonna stand for it. Most of it just follows scripts, and you still gotta pay for it. So this is my stand, me and 40 taking over everything and setting up the new demand. Please make some room, cause I'm a wrecked thing. Go grab the last support for this BS, it. I'm coming in with no promises except to give you everything you needed from the start until the bitter end. It's looking better now, she's gaining color in. We getting a better post in this whole hip-hop thing. And who better than we to bring the entertainment back from the state of an unconscious man? Hacking flam, freedom's what we need. No more written rules of rapping or a sappy line of rappers. We get away with one hit snapping. We gotta bring this game back. Too many songs about the trap. And your cars and your jewelry, sucker. All this shit is whack. All this shit is whack. All this shit is whack. All this shit is, all this shit is whack. All this shit is whack.
This one on me.
She wants me, she needs me. I think it's time to get busy.
Don't worry, honey, I'm coming for the money. So just react, fine, cause I got this one on me. I'm like a superman when it's time to rock my fans. Kryptonite don't kill me, but my lyrics will destroy your man. It's 40 with the clan, don't ever cross me, man. Yeah, I'll take my crew on 60-20 to my other hand. So what's up, competition? I got no competition. All of me are flat, I'm fake ass bitches. Fucking wanna be, tryna be like me. Nigga, this is from the hood, Puerto Rican M.O.B. Something you can't defeat, so bottom to my feet. Wanna slap you with the mic and kill you with another beat. This is what hip hop needs, real lyrics and MCs. Bringing you the flavor like the 80s and the 90s, geez. The music's back and this shit is getting older. Tonight I can't be lucky.
Alright, yeah, that was Signal with She Needs Me. Signal, you on the line, bro?
Yeah, I'm good.
What's happening, fam?
Everything good.
Yeah, man, sorry to cut the song short. We run out of time here. We got about 7 minutes, bro. Let's start off by letting the world know where you're from, man.
Hey, man, this Ty, right?
Yeah, this Ty.
Hey, bro, I can rap right quick?
Hey, man, do your thing.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I walk around the club, all the women naked. I only fuck with strip clubs, other places flagrant. Bitches sleeping on me, literally. You call your girl and she don't answer, don't be bitter, G. I'm just fixing the cable, I'm redoing the plumbing. I'm just fixing the roof, okay, I'm fucking your woman. I know gangsters, I know killers, I know pimps, real life pussy fillers. You little jits is my kids, I won't spat a rod. Cut your ass ear to ear, Sweeney Todd. I do the Dougie on your dog ass and take your brow to the mall and we ball. Straight cash, rated X 3 times. Pipe hauler, disappear and reappear. Nightcrawler, real swag, play by play. Jot it down, Signal 20 PK is the hottest around. Why lie, niggas know I'm a beast, man. You keep cops cool, snitch, you a police fan. You a bigger pussy than Heathcliff, buddy. The only time you squeeze metal when you pushing a buggy. The streets don't write checks, they cash them. These niggas ain't playing these cards, they flash them. I'd rather take a picture with you than hit you. If I jack you, I won't have a city to come back to. All you hear in the club is kidnapping, killing, and drugs, and they still pay a dub for a chance to see some blood.
Now A&R's ask me how I fit in, if I have a gimmick or what lane I'm going to get in, who I think I sound like, why will people like me, do I know the chances of me making is not likely? My response is LOL, bitch, middle finger, I'm a R1, R2 hit stick game changer. How about I keep being me and let my writing brighten, a smile on your face as your head shaking, your eyebrows elevate like, whew, I came here to work, I ain't come to play. Haters are fans too, so what you got to say?
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that.
Oh, man, that's what
yo,
hey.
Yo, excuse me. Hey, we had to cut the phone, so you said, hello. They going to hear me
that
tonight.
Boy,
yo.
Dude.
Yo.
Hey, what a way to end that thing. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah,
you know,
my bad, bro. I ain't mean to spaz
there,
out,
man.
You know, I've been listening to
the whole
show.
Ain't no problem at all, man. You know, you probably, hey, this is the first time this happened on the show, man. So we definitely appreciate that, you know, to have the able to pull that off, man, and start it off with that, too. You ain't even wait to the end of the interview. You just came right in with it. Like, off top, I'm about to drop these bars. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, they going to feel me one way or another. So where you from, man, Signal? Where you from, bro?
I'm from a small city, man, in South Florida called Pahokee, Florida. It's in Palm Beach County, so shout out to 561. Shout out to the Muck. That's born and raised where I'm from. I'm living in Orlando now, though. I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Okay, Fleece down that way, ain't you, Fleece?
I definitely got to get up with the brother. That's the way I'm at right now, man. I'm out here, too, so definitely got to kick. Yeah.
Yeah, bro, I let
you know, we can coming up. We're going to be all around this piece.
There it is.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
So how long you been rapping, man?
Man, I've been doing this all my life, bro. Started off with poetry at a young age. Used to sing and dance at my mama's Tupperware parties and stuff like that. Just always been around entertaining people. My dad played the guitar, mama sung, so just born with it.
Okay, so how'd you come across Global 14?
You know what's funny about that? I'm probably like the only person that was just dumb to everything that was happening, but I was watching the Living the Life, and I heard him keep saying it. Then he did the 14 City thing where he went out and he got with the people that was on the site, and they all took pictures and kept posting it. I joined not knowing it was a music thing. I thought it was just, you know, a brother trying to start a social networking site that made people get together and handle their business. You know, I ain't look at it from a music perspective. And then I joined, and the first group I saw was the Pump It or Dump It group, so I just joined that too, you know what I'm saying? And I would listen to everybody's stuff and started putting my stuff on, and that's how it happened.
Right. What's your name on, for all the lifers and all the people listening, what's your name on Global 14?
It's at Sigma20PK.
At
all one word.
Sigma20PK. All one word.
Yeah.
All right. What about your Twitters? Twitter, Facebook?
Man, all of that's the same, bro. I'm strictly G14, so if they want to holler at me, they got to join. You know what I'm talking about? We got to get this thing up to the 50,000 member mark. So I'm just strictly supporting Global 14. So if they want to holler at me, they can find me.
Yeah, I heard that, right? Global14.com. Global,
yes,
14 ready to cut. All right, man. Is there anything you want to add before we get up out of here?
Well, I heard y'all asking people about what their name mean. I'm going to try to be quick. You know what I'm saying? Signal 20 is Palm Beach County Police Code for Mentally Ill. And PK is just Pahokee, is where I'm from. I chose that name because people always try to put down what they don't understand. And just because one person might do something different from everybody else don't mean they're crazy. You know what I'm saying? To me, insanity is intelligence. Because all the, you know, most craziest people alive were some of the most best inventors. And they were all the first people to do whatever it is they do. So sometimes being crazy is just being smart. So I just took it and flipped it.
Okay, I appreciate that. And we definitely appreciate you being on the show. You know, being that we have to cut your interview short, I want you to hit me up on Twitter at BrightwoodENT. I got a spot for you in 24/7 Magazine. We're going to continue this thing next month for the
thanks a lot, bro.
For the issue of 24/7, we're going to do the, what is it, the All-Star's next. We're going to do the All-Star issue. Get at me ASAP, and we're going to get right to it, man.
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
Already. Right, thank you, Signal, for calling in. Thank you so much. But he had a sign before. He just did a freestyle, and he came on the show when we played the POD joint. So, Signal, you know, he becoming part of the fam.
20 PK just hit him with
I
that.
I appreciate that.
Post-Second,
the
only way you push
hey.
Yo, you guys, I think that we're going to stop going live in a couple seconds here, so I just want to say, make sure you're following us all on at Global 14 at G14 Radio. I'm at ONYX254. Golden, where you at, homie?
At THAGLUE, at the glue.
Tyrone.
Yeah, it's pretty much over, but hey, it's Brightwood Entertainment. We in man, we ain't even live no more. We still recorded right now.
But it's still even though we ain't live, it still records. So, you know, hey, the people that gotta come back and
listen. Recording.
Yeah, it's
right.
Still recording, so
yeah,
you can come back
yeah.
and listen.
We still recording. Shout out to everybody that came on.
Yeah, I'm still here, bro.
Shout out to everybody that came on the show, man. Dope show, showing the POD group that love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and the whole Global 14 community, man. We're going to keep smashing on them and doing their thing. Shout out to that brother, Signal 20PK.
Yeah,
just hit him with that
crazy
freestyle.
He's still on.
He's still on,
you know, and like I said, man, you know, get at me, and we going to make something happen, man, you know. Appreciate you for being patient.
Tyrone going to send me the magazines, too. Tyrone going to send me the magazines, so we're going to be around Orlando flooding them joints, you feel me? So that's going to be a real good look right there. So shout out to Tyrone for making that happen, since we did have to cut homie interview a little bit short.
Definitely. And you know
I'll
help
you pass them up.
Hey,
there you go.
We'll
be out here in these streets. Definitely.
I love this networking. I love this support. I'm getting emotional. I always do this every show. I always have one emotional moment, but it's all good. But Tyrone don't ever get nothing free out. So Signal, you must have really did your thing on a freestyle. He don't get nothing free. So shout out to you and shout out to Tyrone for hooking it up always. So what's up, Indianapolis?
That
this week, Super Bowl.
Signal said you a police fan. You keep the cops cool.
He had a lot of little metaphors, a lot of little hotlines and punchlines that I was not expecting, and I thought it was pretty dope. So, yeah, shout out to you, Signal.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
We're gonna see that brother on G14. You know, getting into some great. You know, more monumental conversations on Global 14. Also, we even get to say rest in peace to the legendary Don Cornelius. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Definitely wanted to touch on that tonight, man. You know, that brother took his life for whatever reason. We don't know, but rest in peace to the brother. You know what I'm saying? Don Cornelius. A lot of people wouldn't be doing nothing if it wasn't for Don Cornelius. Nothing.
Nothing,
so
not at all.
If you don't know about him, Google. And me.
Yeah, you're not even allowed to Google. You need to just be slapped real quick one time because, I mean, Marvin Gaye didn't put I'm just being real because, and, you know, not to make light of the situation at all, but Marvin Gaye been on there. You got to Aretha Franklin. I mean, Soul Train is Soul Train. And it's Black History Month, so I'm not going to do Black Friday every day. But, you know, it is Black History Month, so. We do need to celebrate those that have paved the way for us, and Don Cornelius has definitely done that in music. And as far as shows, we have a whole show. We have the show now. You know, we have shows on TV, BET. He's done a lot as far as that goes. So, again, just prayers and condolences to everyone around him and the family. And it was definitely shocking news, you know, shocking. You know, we just got to keep moving forward, got to press forward, got to do the best we can every day, so.
All right, on that note, you know what I'm saying, are we going to keep rolling or are we going to ride out? Or, you
know. We got to end this.
So
day.
You,
we can't keep riding out.
We ain't going to keep riding out. But let's go ahead and drop the Paul Wall track on the way out since we're recording. So I don't want to have to recycle that for next week. So can we play the Paul Wall joint? What's the name of it?
All right. Paul Wall track, Paul Wall Wednesdays. First Time You Say No by G Luck and produced by G Luck and B Don.
Already.
Yep.
We out. The crowd. GL Production.
Long live the trail. In death to all the faith. The last of a dying breed. How much can I take? If I die tomorrow, who gon' show up to my wake and lie to my gal? Tell her that I owe them all my cake. My yard full of snakes. It's time to move around. Or maybe I should pull out that mower, chop them down. I knew it when I pulled out that Bentley on the town. I was looking for congrats. All I got was mad frowns. I said it in that line till I finally got my turn. I hustled and I prayed that the tables would turn. I work for what I got. Every penny I done earned. My share of hard times, but I guess they not concerned. I bust my ass and grinded, so it struck me as appalling. They used to be my partners, jealous, turned them into golem. I guess I was naive to the lessons of the falling. They don't like it when you're shining, boys. Hate to see you bowling. They hate to see you bowling. They'd rather you was broker than a joke. I made it at the bottom, but they rather I was hanging from a rope. I show a lot of love and do favors way more than I can count. But the first time you say no, all the shit you did before don't count. That was my objective. I never showed hate. Showing love is more effective. Strangers think I owe them, even though we not connected. They focused on my flaws, searching hard like detectives. Jealousy and envy is just something I expected. But friends turning into me is something I neglected. I can't please everybody, that's what I've accepted. How can I put on for Texas if I never leave Texas? My resume is long, not to brag, it's impressive. I could have been incarcerated, freedom is a blessing. These weak-minded fools get egged on like some breakfast. But why would God bless you? You're out there living reckless. Why these cowards threatened by another man's successes? They smile in your face, but when you leave, they get aggressive. Be honest with yourself, it ain't no need to embellish. You can look them in their eye and in their heart, they just jealous. They hate to see you bowing. They'd rather you was broker than a joke. I made it at the bottom, but they rather I was hanging from a rope. I show a lot of love and do favors way more than I can count. But the first time you say no, all the shit you did before don't count. I learned a lot of games from the players that I've known, and I never understood how these haters still on. I show them all love, still they wanna do me wrong. I try to show them game, but they think they all grown. I made a few mistakes, opportunities I've blown, but I've asked for forgiveness for my sins, I have atoned. I've flown around the world, but there's no place like home. Till your home full of strangers and your neighbors all gone. Unity these days is a virtue unknown. There's room at the top, but they'd rather be alone. Somehow these boys got it twisted like a cone. They think they know it all, let them learn it on their own. I'm right here in my zone, somewhere far away from them clones. By myself all day, posted up, guarding on. Boys wishing that I was broker than the touchscreen on their phone. I gotta go out there and get it, I can't sit at home and get stoned. I'm gone. They hate to see you bowing. They'd rather you was broker than a joke. I made it at the bottom, but they'd rather I was hanging from a rope.